whether it's 800,000 or 400,000 or whatever, if we get those grants, why we would, you know, affect our future TID, because this is not going to happen until the next TID, right? I mean, we're not going to spend that money. Regarding about Elm Road, I mean, talking to Callie with what we did or what we're going to be doing here on this. Do we vote already on this one yet? Or no, we did. Okay, what we basically did is we're going to put in the sewer or the water from Oakwood Road down from north to south. Then we're going to put in sewer from a lift station from the south to the north, so we could do development at a property off of Elm Road. That's what we're doing. We don't know how much that stuff's going to cost, but if we have money left over, then we probably can go towards doing, I think, Elm Road. The sooner we do that, the better. We also should talk to the developer about helping with that Elm Road, because they're going to benefit from them, the one that is proposing these two buildings in that. So I think that's part of the negotiations, I would imagine. But I still don't think it's even fair that we're being asked to spend, you know, less than $1 million, but God only knows how much after bids come in and things like that, why we have to pay for that. So I think we need to, you know, put some leverage on our two state reps to, you know, do their job for once and, you know, find the money. It shouldn't be us.
Alderman Taylor, it gets worse than that. We've been fighting that battle for a long time, and I've had conversations with Representative Rodriguez and Skowronski about this, and you see the results. But the reason that there's a cost share is because our TIA suggests that our development is causing the need for that extra off-ramp. And that's why the state says we have to pay for it. I presented a different argument to Dwayne Johnson that said, how much is Racine and Kenosha County paying for all of the road work that's being caused by Foxconn? The answer to that is none.
Well, right.
So I asked him, how is this any different? That's not because he's not a nice guy and doesn't want to help us. One of those questions that if he answers it, he's in trouble.
Right. Well, here's the thing, too. I mean, you can't say that any development in Oak Creek that is north of the interchange that's going to occur would not require that. I mean, you have you have land on 27th Street that can be developed still. And so that's not increasing. So it's all 100% because of ours, not any because of Oak Creek's. Where's the Drexel interchange? Let's get some, have them step up and help.
Well, that hurts us because the spur doesn't go east on Elm Road. So
This sort of reminds me of the Drexel interchange where we were asked to pay for Drexel going toward Oak Creek, and then DOT was going to do this lights, and then we ended up assessing all the business owners for all the lights down the street anyway. We didn't get anything out of that deal anyway.
That beautiful sign that makes zero sense, that's like an O with flowers. I mean, how'd that even, and benches that are cockeyed and stuff.
I know, this sounds like even a worse deal than we got there, and we did not get any good favors on that one, so I don't know, maybe we need to send a letter to our representatives something.
This isn't the spot to handle this, but I mean, we definitely should be still pushing that issue, but we got to move forward on the business part.
Okay, so I heard you.
All right, thank you.
So if I could clarify the question, I think I heard direction that if there's any way to finance Elm Road next year, we'll try to do it next year.
Yeah, the sooner the better. Right. And that's been negotiated even with the developer.
As long as you get 37th Street paved.
That's happening today, isn't it?
No, that's only the first lift. You've got to do it next year.
Alderman Dandrea.
I really don't have any additional comments except for, I mean, this interchange from Elm Road coming in off the highway is created because of the reconstruction on 94. So we're just taking advantage of what the state is doing. So we are not the cause of it. I mean, the state is creating this, and Oak Creek will significantly benefit from it as they've got more coverage going west, even though the interchange isn't going to go east. So I think we've got to really get a hold of our state reps and move forward on it. So
you're boning up on the issue, I'm sure.
Sure.
Jesus. Okay, that action has been taken. So we move on to G9 on page 101, which is update to the fire code. Chief Remington has been working very hard on this.
Skip G8.
And 7?
Oh. Oh, it's G8. Jeez, I'm having a tough time tonight. G8 is a motion to adopt an ordinance to amend Ordinance 2019-2381, creating 2019 annual budgets for TID 7 to provide for legal costs within the TID. There is no ordinance attached. There is. There is attached. This is contributing to my absolute incompetence this evening. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Alderman Dandridge.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries 5 ayes, 1 no, no absent, no abstentions. Back to G9, which is a revision of the fire
code. Move to approve.
Second.
Chief. Alderman Wilhelm.
Chief, were you able to resolve the question from the attorney about, because I get a call.
Are you talking about the conservancy?
Right.
About
the prescribed burn issue?
I did have a conversation. I don't know that she was 100% satisfied. What we put in this ordinance is what has been a past practice. We have reviewed those on a case-by-case basis.
Okay.
And allowed or refused them based on several factors, including the type of person that's conducting the burn, the detail of the plan, basically how well they have a handle on conducting that type of burn. So I think she was satisfied. She might – my point was if – this is something they do, whatever's written in here should not disallow it in the future, provided they're following
I think
the guidelines.
The issue was that they have someone who's trained and certified, and but they're not actually an environmental or a firm. And so they were talking about adding or trained and licensed for burn management.
The person who they were referring to is somebody we have dealt with in the past. Usually people, whether it be certified people or landscaping companies, will come to us and say, I've been contracted to conduct a prescribed burn by, you know, these people at this location. They'll submit a plan to us, and based on what's in that plan and how well prepared they seem to be, the person...
wording is not going to disallow, was what you're saying. It's
no,
based
it's,
on the... Okay, that's fine.
It's... Basically, we'll review the plan on a case-by-case basis and approve it or disapprove it. It's not necessarily the person who's doing it. It's how well-prepared they are.
Well, the chief's sworn for a little real hard on this for a long time, in addition to all the other things he's doing. And this is a start in the efforts that he's having to streamline our inspections. Everybody pat him on the back and say
yeah.
Thank you. Okay, Alderman Mayer, your motion includes the language to direct staff to return with a properly worded order. Correct.
That's my second.
All those in favor signify saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G10, 133 is a request approval for an agreement for a fire protection plan review and inspection services. This, again, is one of those things where the chief's working hard at streamlining stuff.
Move to approve.
Second.
Session. Chief, you want to just give us the highlights because they'll get phone calls.
This is a larger firm that does fire consulting, fire protection systems consulting. When a company comes in and builds a building, the sprinkler systems, the fire alarm systems first have to be submitted and approved by the state, and then they get submitted locally. This will take the state out of that step, so there will be a savings because that's a costly and timely review process. This company will be have state authority to approve plans on their behalf, so it takes that step out of the process. It's going to be quicker. It's going to be cheaper. The issue we've been having is availability. The consultant that we have traditionally used for the past, I would guess 30 years, I know it's at least 20, is a single person, and scheduling has become a bit of an issue with the volume and the scale of the projects that are coming in here. We feel this company is much better positioned to be able to provide timely and better customer service. So
it's a good thing.
Okay.
And yes, thanks, okay. Thanks to Mark for working with us on this to get this agreement in place. That satisfies everybody's needs.
Thank you, Chief. G11 on page 153 is a request for
a vote. We have a vote.
Sandy told me we did. No. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
You're having a rough day.
I'm going home. The air quality in City Hall has not been good.
No, we need more asbestos, not less asbestos. That's the deal.
Okay, it's Groundhog Day. G11 on page 153 is the request for council.
Is there a vote? Do we actually vote?
Yes, we did.
No.
All those in favor, loudly, signify.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Again, Groundhog Day, G11 on page 153. Request for council's action to survey property owners to extend water main along 27th Street and West Acre. Mr. City Engineer.
A property owner who's here tonight on 27th Street, a few parcels down from Acre Avenue, has requested the city extend a water main to service property. If the city were to perform it, I would like to loop the water going from 27th and Putes up to Acre and then over to 35th Street. Haven't done a detailed analysis, but that could cost anywhere in the neighborhood of $700,000 is what I estimate. If the developer were to do it, I think I'd be willing to allow them to just do a stub. And I suppose the city could do that also as a stub. Every place on Long Acre is residential. Most of the places along 27th would be commercial. So we could partially recoup the money. If we were to do that, I'd have to, again, do a detailed analysis to figure that out. There's not been other support or other requests from the area to come in. We have some water projects we are planning for next year, and this was not one of them. The development started out as residential houses. He wanted to construct residential houses. Now it's a commercial business of some sort that he'd like to have LEED certified platinum, I believe, that he'd like to do for Franklin. So we haven't seen any detailed plans, or that's the most I know. You're welcome to discuss with the applicant, but staff is recommending no. I don't see it as the highest priority right now.
Taylor.
Thank you, Your Honor. First off, I think I've heard no, I mean, Glenn's right. It's all residential down Acre. I've had no request in my 12 years or whatever up here, 11 years plus, for water. So I don't feel like assessing homeowners for a project on 27th Street. If the developer is saying, hey, you know what, I want to pay for it all, that's fine. I don't think you're asking to pay for it all. You're asking to, I mean, there's so many emails on this, you're asking to do it yourself. And if it's going to be done, it's not going to be done privately. It's going to be done via the city, a city project. And the city's not going to pay for this. So I just don't see it. And so I'm going to make a motion to deny.
For a second.
Second.
All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. By the way, that's not with prejudice. You can bring it back at some other time.
9 months.
9 months.
9 months. Over. Thank you. Sorry. G13 on page 157 is authorization to sell some surplus equipment. You
move
do
to
have
approve.
That's the new bid that was at your table, at your place, right? Right, Alderman?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay.
And which one?
No,
I didn't.
Awesome. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G14, page 159, is City Hall.
So moved.
Second.
This is to award a
Starfire
maintenance agreement with Starfire. Yeah. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G15 is a report on state requirements for each municipality development implement a comprehensive private.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G16 is an update on our project. Mr. Liberta.
I provided a fairly detailed written update to bring you up to. Well, I know change orders are things people don't like, and some of these had intended costs that we knew weren't change orders but were outside costs. I wanted to make sure you were fully aware of where the project's status was, and since some of the other items on the agenda relate to where this is from a budgetary standpoint, I wanted to give you the full update. So other than that, we do expect the project to finish on time. I still anticipate it will be within the overall budget. The only difference as far as on time goes is we encourage them to hold the landscaping portion till the spring, and that was our architect's landscape. The architect's landscape architect encouraged them to do the same, and the contractor concurs with that. So,
prediction is when?
I think the punch list is due to be done in early December. So the project's scheduled to be done this year, except for now the landscaping.
I was just going to say, I think this report's a little light. I mean, normally it's about 6 pages and only 2. I mean, you're getting there, you know? I mean, could have boned up a little more details, but do you need a motion?
Yes, I asked that it be accepted, and also I noted in there that the way that front porch, if you've walked out there and seen how it looks, I think it would work best to have a couple benches, a nice garbage can that fits it architecturally, as well as a cigarette remover. And I want to use, I think I requested up to 4,000. I think it'll probably be closer to 2,500 to get good quality ones, but I wanted...
Cooking station?
No, it's not a station. It's one of the places where you can put the cigarette butts so that they don't sit on top of your garbage, and they put it out by restricting oxygen.
Move to accept the update.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G17.
Did that motion include the 4,000 contingency for?
As written.
Okay.
Alderman Mayor?
Second as well.
Okay. G17 is authorization to accept MudTech for sidewalk repair. $8,150.
So move.
Second.
Did we take a look at replacing these sidewalks?
No, we did not, but it's really not necessary. This is stretches. There's only 4 areas that identify in the map where a little bit of repair is done. It's really just sort of leveling them out. There's only a few bad places, but once you fix that bad place, you sort of have to realign a couple all the way around it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G18. Contract for asbestos abatement for the clerk's office area.
Approve.
I don't know.
It seems to be dissension in the ranks.
Yeah.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion. I spent time in the office today. That's why. It's asbestos poisoning. G19 is an award of contract to Stews for carpet for the city clerk's office. In the amount $22,000.
That's part of it's to Stews. The other half is to see Coakley Relocation Services. They partner with them for moving the workstations and file cabinets and things like that. So
$2,300.
Two separate contracts.
Is there a motion?
So move.
Yeah, question.
Second.
I'll say it's $23,000.
Right.
What did I say?
$2,300.
It's keeping with the way I'm doing it tonight. Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Taylor.
So just
somebody already did.
You look at the page 179. So is that 003, the upper left corner? Is that going to be tile? Is that what that is? Is that going to be tile?
Yes. Yeah. That just like it is now. Well, it's going to be that if you walk into the health department, we did the same thing there. We replaced the old tile with the mastic underneath and putting new tile.
All right. That's so. All right.
Yeah.
Snow on boots kind of thing.
Right.
Question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Didn't require an RF.
Pardon?
Didn't require an RF.
No, being one is a service contract, and one is the carpeting does require the public notice as written up. So we'll do the submit a public notice tomorrow. It'll be published, be for a week, and then we can enter into the contract.
I'm asking this under for a reason, 000. Not that I don't know the answer. Thank you.
Because it's under 25,000.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Not a
motion carries. Page 183, the monthly financial report.
Motion to receive and place on file.
Second.
Mr. Hutzenberg, anything you want to point out? Finance committee looked at this. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Item G21 is authorization to purchase BSNA's water utility billing software.
This was largely written by the bulk of the text by Jim Metelsky, the IT director. He worked carefully with Paul and the utilities to get software that can do the billing, connect directly to our financial systems, and just be more efficient in that regard. Overall, the project budget we've asked for includes some extra money for a contingency, but the amount already approved right now is sufficient to award the contract, and then a follow-up budget modification for $15,000 extra in the sewer utility would be brought forward at the next meeting.
Sewer and water money?
Sewer and water, yeah. Yeah, if you want more details on that, Paul's probably more in tune with the BSA module specifically.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. H1, let's see if I can get through this tonight. Vouchers. Is there a motion approving the following city vouchers with an ending date of October 10th in the amount of $3,230,053.54?
Hey, wait, there was no motion.
There was no motion.
Good Lord. G21, is there a motion?
Don't move.
Second it.
All those in favor again?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to approve the following city vouchers ending dated October 10th in the amount of $3,230,053.54 and payroll dated October 11th in the amount of $388,560.71 and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $204,374.45 plus city matching payments and estimated payroll for October 25th estimated at $393,000 in payments to various payroll deductions estimated $416,000 and property tax payments ending date of October 10th in the amount of $325.
Second.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Daniel. Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. Item I, licenses. Alderman Nelson.
All were approved.
For second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries.